Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
And welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And you may be into the rhythm that if it's my voice coming on instead of my co-host Mark, then that means I have something to say and or I have a special guest. And so I have a special guest in the studio with me today, and that is Mike Cummings. And he is the Venture Vets pastor at Venture Church. Mike, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And this was actually done for the first time last year. You came into studio and we hung out together. And I'm not saying it was successful, but I'm saying that you're back again. So this is good.
It's fun.
It is. And we are just coming out of having Veterans Day on Monday, and now we're airing a special show for veterans and to talk about what's happening in the ministry that you have towards veterans. And it is, again, at our church. We go to the same church, Venture Church. I'm sure that they appreciate the plug. But and you started Venture Vets about 3 years ago now, is it?
Yep.
Boy, time flies. Give the listeners just a quick insight. What is Venture Vets?
Well,
go there.
First, coming on the heels of Veterans Day, I want to thank any of your listeners out there that are veterans for their service and to let you guys know that your service mattered.
And likewise to you. So thank you for your service. As a matter of fact, that's what got you into this ministry was your 20 plus years in serving our country and then walking out of that experience. So what is Venture Vets and what is it trying to accomplish?
Yeah, so Venture Vets is a ministry to the veteran community. And what makes us unique is we are a veterans ministry that meets locally on a regular basis, and we're building community amongst veterans where they are actually able to develop that community and have that space where they get to know other veterans and can share their stories and experiences with someone who can relate to what they've been through. And it's one of the big things that's missing in veterans when they leave the military. Actually, just this last April, finally, there was an academic study done that showed that the suicide rate among veterans is not driven by PTSD. It's driven by one of the symptoms of PTSD and one of the other mental health diagnoses that veterans get, which is depression, loneliness.
Yeah, and you and I have had personal conversations in our relationship together, and it's very, very difficult. Now, I never served, and so I am using some of our discussions with that statement. For a veteran to be in such a tight-knit community where literally you have to be next to each other in life and death situations and then walk into not having that community and that camaraderie. What has been some of, whether it's your personal experience or the experience of others that you know about in that transition?
Yeah. So when I left the military, I remember driving away from Fort Hood for the last time. Was one of the loneliest feelings of my life. I had my family with me, but it's still just like I was leaving everything I knew behind, everybody who understood, like, and I was just going into this place where I didn't have that brotherhood, that camaraderie around me. And I also remember the last time I took off my uniform, and it was so much a part of my identity.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and I didn't want to take it off that last time. And I just sat there on my bed and just, it was hard to do. And I hear stories like that from veterans all across the country where they miss that brotherhood, that camaraderie. It's what brings a lot of veterans back to the military after they've left too. You do life together the way that we're really actually supposed to do life, where the good, the bad, everything, you have each other's back, whether you like someone or not, you know,
yeah,
they've
that's
got
irrelevant.
Their back. Yeah.
Yeah, because again, I've never been actually in a life and death circumstance, or what I would consider a true life and death circumstance personally, you have. And you know what it's like to have somebody at your shoulder and have it actually mean that the next step you guys take together, you are utterly, completely reliant upon each other. So the transition out of that type of camaraderie has got to be one of the more difficult transitions into what other people would call the real world. And so what does it – what are some of the experiences and what does it mean are the difficulties that some veterans are facing right now in that transition period?
Yeah. So our society already isn't one that has deep community as the norm. Everybody's pretty isolated, keeps to themselves, and the community that is there is very much surface level community.
Yeah, I agree.
And so that's one of the big struggles is they come from this place where they had deep community to a place where it's just non-existent. And not just that, but the people in that community, for the most part, can't understand or relate to the experiences they've had.
Yeah. So in Venture Vets then, one of your core values, you have four core values, if I'm not mistaken, that one of them is community. And so why is this such an important part of your core value for veterans? And how is that attracting veterans to come and participate?
So one of the reasons it's one of my core values is because it's such a – one of our core values is that it's such a big reason for the high rate of veteran suicide is the community piece. And it's the first step to helping veterans find their place in society is finding a community where they can plug in, they can relate to, they can do life together. And it gives them that hope. And from that, we can give them purpose. And then we tie it all in with faith at Venture Vets. Those are our four core values is community, hope, purpose, and faith.
Yeah. And so it starts with the community. What have you seen in the past several years as far as the hunger for community in veterans?
Yeah. So we are a Christian faith-based ministry. We don't hide that at all. And we have veterans that come to Venture Vets who don't know Jesus at all.
Sure.
But they come because it's a place where they're finding community with other veterans in the local community and where they can establish those relationships and build that. And they're getting plugged in. And it's just such a deep hunger in the veteran community is to find a place to fit in, a place where that they can relate to, a place they can share their stories and people get it.
Yeah, I would imagine that it could be very, very difficult to go through these types of experiences that some have gone through, specifically when you have been placed in harm's way, when you were deployed into specific war zones, which you personally have been as well. And you've mentioned a couple times that, you know, even if I'm a good friend, there is still a disconnect that you and I have because I wasn't in the seat next to you.
Right.
I wasn't walking the street. So what does it mean to a veteran to have that type of community understanding is?
Yeah, it's a relief. It feels like you found a place where you matter, what your experiences matter, that they can be understood. Like you want to be, everyone wants to be understood.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And when
attorneys want to be understood on some level.
And it doesn't matter if you were in for 2 years or 20 plus years. It doesn't matter if you never deployed or if you deployed. Your military experience has given you things that you've done, you've been around, you've seen that just aren't relatable to people who've never served in the military.
Yeah, so having that community with those like experiences, I can only imagine, like you said, gives a deep sense of relief and reengages that acceptance level. I mean, I say that humanity is always driven off of two major things: we want to be loved and we want to be accepted. And I think that those are the two things that every human being longs for, seeks. And every one of our decisions, every one of our reactions, every one of our life experiences come out of one of those two things, which is I'm seeking love or I'm seeking acceptance. And so what is Venture Vets doing? If I was a veteran and I walked into the room, what could I expect when I first come into the room?
Sure. So we've divided up the ministry into like a 4-week plan. Every time we meet with Venture Vets, the first half hour, there's coffee ready. Vets come in. They just hang out. They shoot the breeze. And it is just a time for them to get to know each other and to just, you know, unload what their week's been like. And then we've come up with, over the last few years, we figured out that there was 4 things that we've done that have been the most impactful. And we've made a 4-week plan of the month. So the first week of the month, we do what we call veteran stories. Every month, a different veteran will tell their story from childhood to where they are right now and talk about the different events in their life, from all aspects of their life, including the military, that have shaped and impacted and made them who they are today. Most people, and especially veterans, have not put that whole story together and told it before. And there's a lot of power in being able to go back and look at where you've come from on your journey and what impacted you and shaped you for who you are. And there's a lot of power in being able to hear those stories from others as well. And so that's what we do on our first week of the month. It's probably the thing the veterans love the most, is the veteran story week. The second week of the month, I prepare and teach a 15-20 minute Bible lesson, and we apply it to just life and the specifically to the veterans. And then they take that lesson, and for the next 40 minutes, 45 minutes, they just have a discussion amongst themselves. And it's so amazing to listen to. Like, it doesn't take a lot of prodding to get those guys talking and about that subject. And it goes off track. It always does. And then we reel it back in. But it's fun, and they love it. The third week, we work through like a video series. Like right now, we're working through one by John Bevere called The Awe of God. So we watch his little 15-minute video, and then again, we have a discussion. And then the fourth week is our community outreach week, because one of the things veterans are missing when they leave the military is purpose. They had this mission, this bigger thing that they were doing, whether they believed in it or not, they had a bigger reason to be. And a lot of them have a hard time finding that when they get out, especially guys that have just got out. They have a hard time transitioning into the workforce. They end up taking a lot of entry-level jobs that feel meaningless to them. And so we do a community outreach on the fourth. What we're doing with the Mill Creek Vets right now is we go to a senior living center with our group of vets, and we just bridge the gap with the old-timers there, the World War II Korea guys that are there, and bring that veteran community to them. And
nice.
And it's great. And then once a month, we'll go do something fun on the weekend just to establish the community even more. So.
Beautiful. Well, we're up against a break. I am with a special guest today, Mike Cummings, because this is Veterans Week. We just came out of Veterans Day on Monday. And so wanted to take a moment to lift up and appreciate our veterans by having a discussion and letting them know that there is a resource and an opportunity to reconnect and find community and find some of the healing and strength that they need to find that purpose, that value, and that new identity that they are searching for. Well, we're going to come right back after a break. You're listening to the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant.
Can I avoid probate? Will I lose everything if my health becomes compromised? How do I preserve what I have for me and my family? Will the government take it all? This is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. These are some of the most common questions we get on a daily basis, and there are solutions for all of these issues. It is time for you to protect your family and what God has placed under your stewardship, and we can help. Go to legacyandfaith.com to find out more about our services and upcoming educational opportunities. That's Legacy and Faith.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's TheBearServices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
And we're here talking about kingdom purposes today, and it is for a different kingdom purpose other than estate planning. It is to reach out and show our appreciation to veterans. Thank you for your service. I'm here with Mike Cummings, pastor of Venture Vets at Venture Church in Mill Creek. And we've been talking about some of the things that you are trying to help veterans with. And a big core of that, like we've discussed, is finding that first step in the foundation of community. So 3 years in the making, things have exploded on you. I know this. I'm sure from your perspective, it feels like a little bit of a wild horse that's just running all over going, how am I going to capture this and move it in a straight line or really have a space where I need to take this? But it just really shows a couple of things, which is that there is such a hunger, such a desire. To me, as an outsider, it shows that there's very little that the community is doing. There's not many places for veterans to find a safe community to reestablish themselves. And that's unfortunately true in the church and has been true in the church as well. We've had these conversations between ourselves, Mike, that we really don't know of too many churches that are actually having ministries specifically for veterans to bring them together and really find a new community and a safe place for them to talk through and grow in this thing called faith, because your journey may be different than my journey, and some of the hurts and pains may be different than the hurts and pains that I have in my personal life. Fortunately, we all have the same answer, which is that we know the ultimate healer. We know the one who can set us free and bring a wholeness to us that we've never experienced before. And so I'm so grateful to you for taking that step of faith. It was a big deal for you to step out and start this ministry. I know that that you're just kind of look around and going, how in the world did this fall into my hands? And yet it's because God uses people who are willing to say yes. And then by the power of His Holy Spirit in us, He will give us the wisdom and the ability and the words and the thoughts and the ingenuity, the creative ideas to take whatever He's planted in our hearts to the next level. And I think your story really does embody that specific issue. Now, you may have a little bit of a vision of where you want to take this. So talk to the public about not only is there an opportunity to join, but what does it look like in the next steps for Venture Vets?
Yeah, and you were spot on with that. When we started this thing 3 years ago, I envisioned this as like a small group.
It is a small group.
And it's turned into a full-blown ministry. It's been fun. It's been a lot of fun. So there's a few things, like you mentioned, that we have not been able to identify other churches that are doing a similar type ministry to veterans, that where they're allowing the veterans to build community on a regular basis. A lot of churches do, the Veterans Day, Memorial Day things, but nothing like where they're meeting with the same veterans week in and week out and building that community and that relationship. And so we've been working on packaging what we're doing with Venture Vets so that it can just be plugged into another church and they don't have to have a veterans pastor per se. They can just take the material that we're creating and have a veteran there who's willing to facilitate it. And they'll have week 1, 2, 3, 4 of the month of Venture Vets, and they can, and so that way this ministry can be in other churches around the country. And just this week we launched Venture Vents Seattle, our second location.
Yeah, nice.
In the Ballard neighborhood. And,
yes.
And so that's exciting.
It is. So now we have two churches in our venture church community. We also have one over in Spokane, and I think there's some motion or there is a vision to get over there and make sure that we help that community as well. But in the local area where you may be hearing this, there's a couple opportunities. If you're a veteran and you happen to be listening, or if you know someone who has served, and it doesn't mean that you have to be struggling. It's just that there's a different commonality in veterans than there are with, well, the civilian world. And so it's about reconnecting and having those relationships and that opportunity to connect again with the people that have the same or similar stories or experiences to talk out and work through whatever someone may be going through. So it is a great place of healing, but it's also just a great place to come and minister. So if you're a veteran and you're thinking, well, I'm not so sure that I have a lot of baggage anymore. Maybe you've had a different story and worked out a lot of that. Well, then get connected with Venture Vets and bring your story of healing and health and wholeness to the community and help some other people. And so we've got Ballard, who has started. I forget where our church is located. I can't
place it. It's off of 80th.
80th, yeah. By Larson's Bakery.
Yes, just down by Larson's Bakery.
So now I know where Larson's Bakery
is. Christmas season's about here, so you can go get your Kringle.
So you might as well just go to Larson's Bakery. and with that plug, they should start giving, Venture Vets their donuts or something. So great. So we have a Ballard location and we have a Mill Creek location. What days of the week are each of these locations running?
Yeah, so Ballard meets every Tuesday night at 6:30.
Okay.
And Mill Creek is every Thursday night at 6:30.
Great. And I think it's ourventure.church, if I'm not mistaken, if you wanted information.
So if you go to www.venture-vets.com, that'll take you right to the Venture Vets page on the Venture website.
So Venture
in the near future, that's going to be getting moved to its own website. But as of now, that takes you there, and that will give you the information about what we're doing with Venture Vets. If you want to donate to the ministry, there's a spot you can do that there. If you want to email me to talk about starting Venture Vets at your church, you can contact us off of that as well.
Yeah, and because the vision is that, and you've been working very hard, I know, Mike, in packaging this so that it can be something that can be handed off. And again, I'm going to go back to after break what I said, which is if this is touching you at all and you're thinking, but I'm not skilled at holding a small group. I don't have the talent. I don't have the experience or all of the I can't. I remember just a small story in the Bible. It's one that people probably don't remember very well, about a guy called Moses who stood before God and tried to give a bunch of excuses, but God, but God, but God. And God just has a way of moving our butts out of the way and actually using us when we just have a willing, open heart to say, I'll do it if there's no one else, but it's going to take your grace, God, over me to actually move this forward. And this is what I know about our amazing God, which is if you just give him the opportunity, he'll take it. Yeah. And his grace will be sufficient for you in everything that you need to do. And so there's opportunities if this veterans ministry is touching your heart and you go, our church doesn't have anything like that. We know. That's why Mike has taken the bull by the horns and has an entire program laid out that we can just simply hand you and you can start following it step by step. And we just need willing participants.
Yeah.
So again, how can they reach out to you and find more information or connect about the opportunity? And by the way, there's many of you out there that this may be touching, and Venture Vets needs funds to move this mission forward. It is one of the biggest open opportunities that I know of that is being that is left untouched in ministry right now. So there's several of you that should be logging on just to say, I'll support Venture and what they're trying to bring to the veteran community as well. So how do people get in touch with you, whether it's to give financially or whether it's to actually have an opportunity to start something on in their own church.
Yes, I would say the best thing to do is go to venture-vets.com and look at our page there on the website. And you can also email at vets@ourventure.church.
Great. Well, Mike, thank you again for coming. I appreciate you. I appreciate our friendship. Appreciate your service a lot. Love listening to your stories. And veterans, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I know that we do stand up at Mariner games and give you applause, and maybe your church does that for you. I think it's a small thing to do. We would love for you to get involved with Venture Vets. Head down to our Ballard location. Head over to our Mill Creek location. Come and join the community that God has laid on Mike's heart. There's a place for you. There's a place in the kingdom of God for you, to where you can find strength and healing. You can find restoration. You can find purpose. You can find community. You can find what you are searching for with a new identity. And it's found in the amazing grace of God. So come join us. You are welcome. You are desired. So thank you again for listening to the Legacy and Faith Show with this special edition on Venture Vets. Again, you can go to venture-vets.com for more information. Thank you again for listening to the Legacy and Faith Show.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.